I'd like to clarify one thing I said yesterday. I made a mistake saying over the Chazen Ish. I mentioned the Chazen Ish has a shaila. If a person is mechusa with a beged, there's a problem of liboy roye es ha'erve. And one has to be mahadik the beged, keneged liboy, or tachas liboy, in order to take away that situation. But hiduk helps. So it seems if the beged is mahudik to him, that alone would take away the chesaron of liboy roye se'erve. And he asks by mayim, the water is also mahudik to him, is completely enclosed with water, and there, if the lave and the erve is together in one rishus, there is a chesaron of liboy roye se'erve. So the Chazayin Ish says that there the Chesaron is because the Mayim is clear, and that's why there is a Chesaron of Liber Royes Elva, even though he's completely enclosed with the water. Masha'en Kain, a beget that is Takim Mahudik on him, that's close to him, that's like Mayim Akurim, and there is no Chesaron of Liber Royes Elva. And that's what we have in our Gemara, that a person is covered with a blanket. So since the blanket in Yesod is not tight on him, even though it's lying on him now, but since it could be, it's a little bright, it could move, there's a possibility that it could be that the lev will become uncovered, then there is a chasorn of Liber Roye Eserbe. But if a person is wearing a tight beged, so then that is like Mayim Akurim, and then there is no Chesaron of Liber Roye Se'erve. Rav Tudav Chof Heyem Adalav. Ba'omar Rav Hune. Shochach v'nichnas betvilin lebeis hakisei. A person forgot, and he entered the beis hakisei betvilov, and he's in the middle of Asiyas Tzrochov. And he chaps, he's wearing tvilin. Is meniach yodei aleihem, so he puts, he covers the tefillin shal rosh, that's what Sifsei Chachamim says, that's megule, so normally the tefillin sheyad is mechusa sai v'sai, is meniach yodei aleihem, he covers that what he can prevent now, that the tefillin should not be uncovered in the beis hakisei, so he covers the tefillin shal yad with his hand, ad sheyigma, till he'll be finished with asiyas tzrochot. When he's finished, then he goes out. So the Gemara says, "Ad sheyigmer sal kedaitach." This person made a toit. He went in to the Beis HaKisei with tefillin, and now he realized he's wearing tefillin. But he should stay in the Beis HaKisei the whole time till he'll end all what he has to do there. Ela kede Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, ad sheyigmer amud rishen. That the first chalik of tzoya that is going out, he should not draw it back into his body. He should let that go out, even though he has an urge to make more, but that he should first go out and take off the tefillin and then come back. The livsaik la'alta, so the Gemara says, so if we want to prevent that the tefillin should be in the Beis HaKisei as much as possible, so why do we wait till he ends the Amud HaRishon? Let him stop right away and get up and take off the tefillin. So the Gemara says, because then there'll be health problems. Mishum de Rabbim Shimon ben Gamliel. The Sanya Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Omud HaChoizer, if a person is Magzer the Omud, that is in the midst of going out, maybe as Ha'odom Lidei Hadroiken. It brings a machla to the person which is called Hadroiken, which is an inflammation, Rashi says, of the stomach. Silein achoizer, if a person brings back the meraglayim, maybe it's a odom lidei yarkoin. Rashi, hadroikin, choyli, amatseva es akeres, that swells up the stomach. Silein shal meraglayim, yarkoin, choyli, sheshmoi, galnitze. The type of a yellow sickness, a type of a jaundice. Itma, a new sugya now. Tzoya al besoroi. What if a person has tzoya al besoroi? That's case number one. Or case number two, Oyadoi munachas bebeis hakise. Let's say there is a beis hakise in front of him, and there's a wall that's blocking him from the beis. There's a mechitze that's mafsik between him and the beis hakise, so there's no problem. And there's a hole in the wall, and he's sticking his hand through the hole. So he is standing outside of the beis hakise, and his hand is sticking inside of the beis hakise. But he's the one that's leining krishme. The hand isn't leining krishme. Is there any problem? So we have two cases. He's leining krishme, and there is some tzoya al besoroi, or yodi munachas bebeis hakise. We'll come yet back to the etzem shaila, what the case is exactly. Rav Huna Omar Mutter Likreis Krishma. Rav Huna says it's permissible, he's allowed to lay Krishma in this matzah. Rav Chisda Omar also Likreis Krishma. He's not allowed to lay Krishma. Omar Rove my time at the Rav Huna. What is the reason of Rav Huna? Dechsiv kol hanishomo tahalel ko. So let us see Rashi. Yodo beveis hakisei. Mechitze yesh beinoi lebein beis hakisei. There's a mechitza between him and the beis hakise. Uposhet yodov livnim emin a mechitza. One of his hands is sticking in through the mechitza in the beis hakise. Kol anishome. So Rashi says, hapeh v'hachoitim. The organs which control the nishime, which control the breathing, b'chlal ahilu. Kol anishome tahalel ko. These organs have to be mahalu. The other Evorim did not have to participate in the Hillel of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So therefore, let's go on the second case. On the second case, his hand is in the beis hakise. The hand, Samazai, he has no shaykhis to the Hillel of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. As long as the mouth and the chaitim are noki, there's no problem whatsoever. That is the svore of Rav Huna. In Rav Chisda holds also likreis krishme. My time with the Rav Chisda, the chsiv kol etz moisai taimalno Hashem micha moicha. All the yevorim have to participate in the amir of Hashem micha moicha. So therefore, if there's an eiver that is unable to participate because the tzoya al besoroi or yadav is in the beis hakise, so therefore he's not permitted to lay in krishme. Now, there's a big problem in this gemara. L'chayre, we've had the din already, and we'll have later the din. There's a halacha that if there's tzoya in the dalad ames, afilu it's not al besoroi. The soya in his Dalet Ames, he's not permitted to say Adova Shebekdusha, Vahoya Machnecha Kodesh. The machne that Adova Shebekdusha is being said should be Noki, there should be no soya. Vechisisa Seyo Secho. So what's the shail over here with Kol HaNishome, it's a Kol HaTzmoisai. There's a new problem of Vahoya Machnecha Kodesh. So the Rabbeinu Yoine brings here three terutzim. One teretz is from the Rajbe. The Rajbe says, well, the second case, that Yodov Bebeis Hakise, Stamos say no problem. His machne is Kodesh. He's standing in a Kodesh Nike machne. His hand is in a Beis Hakise. So the whole problem is that the hand is not laying Krishna. So the whole problem is of Yisei Kolatz Maisei Taimar Nashem Yichamoicha. But the first problem, Tzoy Al Besoroi, there the Tzoy is in the machne that Krishna is being laying. So the Rajbe answers that it's speaking about he's wearing clothes. So the tzoya is covered. So the problem of tzoya b'machna b'chisisa seyosecha, the tzoya is covered. The whole problem is, but the eiver that's participating in the krishma is has tzoya on it. So that's a new problem from Chol HaTzmoisei Teimal. That's the teretz that the Rajbe says. The Tashbat brings down this Rajbe, and the Tashbat says, Va'ani oimer shezu kula yeseira. This is a moiridike kula that the Rajbe is saying. that there's tzoyal besoroi, and it's covered, and it's okay. The loy mashme, the benaygas bevsoroi, lishani lo kisui. He says it's not mistaver that if it's touching his boso, that kisui should help. So lechayra, we have to understand what's the big chiddush of the Rashba. I mean, the zedim v'kisisa seyo secho, that is permitted to cover the tzoya, so why can't the tashbat understand the svar of the Rashba? So it's touching his boso, so what? But there's no problem v'oye machnecho kodesh. It could be that the machloikis, the Rashba, in the tashbat, is how we understand the heter of kisui tzoya. If tzoya is covered, it is mutter. And before we speak about this, let us mention one other nekude, which we'll have later in the Gemara, a big machlokes harishonim. If there is an iser min ha-toire, if one sees tzoya, the tzoya is in a different rishus, and one sees it. The Rosh says, and we'll have later the Gemara, which we have the Machloikis, the Rosh says, Amayre de Kechidish. The Rosh says, a person is standing in his house. The door is open of his house, and right outside, this Tzoya, this outside of his house, this Tzoya, and it's in his Dalet Amos. But, a Pesach Abayis, if you have machitzes, so a Pesach Abayis is kinol domi. It's not considered like I'm standing in the street. It's considered my machne is still the door. And the tzoya that's outside of the door is not in my rishus. It's in a different machne. But I see it. I don't smell it. If I smell it, then there's no shayla. But I see it and I don't smell the tzoya and it's teich my dalet amos. So the Rosh says that it's good. There's no problem. The whole problem is v'hoya machnecha kodesh. So my machne is kodesh. In my house there's no tzoya. Outside there's tzoya, so what does it have to me? I see the tzoya. There's no iser to see tzoya. Lo yiroh b'cha ervas dovo. By a erva there's an iser if one is looking or is visible to him a dvar erva, one is not allowed to say a dovo shebekdusha. But tzoya, by tzoya there's no problem whatsoever. And if I'm not mistaken, the Rosh brings a raya from a Gemara, which we will have, I think it's the next omit, that the Gemara says as follows. Erva ba'ashoshis osa tzoya ba'ashoshis muta. And that this means as follows. If there is an erva and it is covered with glass, that means one can see the erva in front of him, but it's covered with glass. Let's say there's a window, and one looks outside, and outside of the window he sees a erve. So the Gemara says, erve bashoshis is osa. But it's totally in riyah. Lo yiroh becha, and I see. So what does it help that it's covered with glass? It's osa. Tzoya bashoshis muta. You have tzoya, and it is covered with glass, it is muta. I have in my rishus, because there it says, v'chisiso seyo secho. The tzoya has to be covered. That's all the Torah says. It's covered. So you see that the whole iser of tzoya, is when it's uncovered. When it's covered, there's no iser. It's not totally in riyah. It's totally in the chisisa seyosech. So the Rashba holds that the Rosh holds that by tzoya there's no iser of riyah. There's only an iser of tzoya. B'machneyu, and that's the whole iser, but there's no iser of riyah. Let's go a little further. If we're speaking about the Rosh, the halacha is, and we heard this a few days ago, that we'll have it right in this amud again also, if there's tzoya milafono, if a person is standing over here, so if there's tzoya in his dalet amos, on his right side, on his left side, in the back of him, it's also. If there's a space of dalet amos, is more than dalet amos, it's mutter, because the tzoya is not in his machne. What if there's tzoya in front of him, 10 amos away, the din is it's osa. Tzoya milafonov is kemolei eino. Now, what is pshat in that? According to the Rosh, that there's no iser of lo yirah b'cha ervas dover b'itzoya, so what? It's not in my machne. So if it's in front of me, ten amas, what's the chesorim? So the bir halacha brings down two tamim, why it is also according to the Rosh. Tam number one, that whatever is in front of me, that's in my vision, that's called my machne. My machne is extends to where I see. On the sides or in back of me, then it's dependent in Dalad Amid. In front of me, the machne extends molayenov. And it's also min ha-Torah. Or, he brings others hold it's also min ha-Rabbon. This is Shitas Horosh. Shitas HaRashbe, the Rashbe disagrees with the Rosh. The Rashbe says, just like by Erva, there is an Iser of La Yirah Becha Ervas Dovo, so by Tzoya there's also an Iser. One is not allowed to see Tzoya. There's an Iser La Yirah Becha Ervas Dovo. So according to the Rashbe, that this last thing what we just spoke about, if this Tzoya Milafono, which is also Kenegadeina, that's an also as Bahoya Machnech or Kodesh, that is also as La Yirah Becha Ervas Dovo. That's a different Iser. The soya in front of me. Anafkemine. The din is the isar of Elvis Dovor, so the din is dibur is osar, hirur is mutar. So the biraloche says, according to the Rashbe, if there'll be soya in front of me, I'm allowed to think in divrei teire, because they're the only isar, not oye machnecha kodesh, the isar is wa yirobacha Elvis Dovor. Elvis Dovor, dibur is osar, hirur is mutar. According to the Rosh, the Iser is al Tzvahoya Machnecha Kodesh, so the Tzay is in my Machne, Satala Hira will also be awesome. Al Koponim, we have here a Meiridika Machloikes Lahaloche, the Rosh and the Rashba. So what did the Rashba do with this din? We have a din, Tzoya Bashoshis is Mutter. So Tzoya Bashoshis is Mutter, so you see it. So where does it become bottled, the din of La Yirah B'cha Ervas Dovo? You're not allowed to see Tzoya. So the Rashba says, the Torah said you're not allowed to see Tzoya Megule. Tzoya Mechusa you're allowed to see. As I say in the Torah, V'chisisa Tzoya Secha, if it's covered, there's no problem. That's the Rashba. So could be this amoyredike chiluk in Lomdis between the Rosh and the Rashbe, what the gather of Kisui is. It could be like this. The Rashbe learns, Tzoya that's covered does not have a din Tzoya. That's Xeris HaKosov. You're not allowed to see Tzoya. Tzoya that's covered, the Torah was mafkir, the Isur Tzoya from that. That's not considered Tzoya. So Memele, it's not Tzoya. The Rosh could be held, the Rosh Bodaraya from Tzoya Bashosh. He said, it's Tzoya, and you see it. See, Bodaraya, there's no Isariya. So the Rosh learned could be as follows. The whole Isar of Tzoya is within your Machne. If the Tzoya is covered, it's considered, it's not in your Machne. That's the accomplishment of Kisui. The accomplishment of Kisui is that if the Tzoya, even though theoretically the Tzoya is in my Dalad Ames, if it's covered, it's ki'ilu not in my machne. And it would seem like this because the Rosh, when the Rosh says his aloche, if I'm standing in my house and the soya outside of the door it is mutter, so first the Rosh says it's not in my machne, so it's mutter, then he says, v'loi gora mi tzoya ba'ashoshis. So he stels zu tzoya ba'ashoshis to tzoya which is outside of my house. So it seems the gather of tzoya ba'ashoshis is that it's not in my machna, that's the lumdus. That it's not Tzoya, it's Tzoya, but it's not in my machna. It could be that is the machloikis between the Rashba and the Rosh. Now, let's come back to our Shaila over here. We have a Shaila, Tzoya al Besoroi. We have a Shaila, someone has Tzoya on his hand, and it's covered with his sleeves, and there's a Shaila in the Gemara, Kolatz Moisei, not Kolatz Moisei. So the shaila is, b'hoye machnecha kodesh, that was the problem over here. B'hoye machnecha kodesh, what's the shaila? Atzmoisai, yatzmoisai, not atzmoisai. It's b'hoye machnecha kodesh. So the Rashba says, it's covered.
So it could be, according to the Rashba, we see covering takes off Isurim. Just like it takes off the Isariyah. So it takes off the Isur and the Vayimach Necha Kodesh. That Isur, the Kisisa Seyosecha, the Isurim, which are mentioned by Tzoya, the Isur Lo Yeroa Becha, the Isur that it shouldn't be in your Machne, when it's covered, it loses the Din Tzoya. But in the din of kolaitz moisa itaymarna, that's a different din. That's not in the parsha boyimachnecha kodesh. In the parsha boyimachnecha kodesh is a hefer of kisisa steyosecha. Kavod tzoya is not mechalal the kedusha samachne. Kavod tzoya is not osir to be seen. So that's in the dinim that it says in the pasuk we have two isurim lo yirah b'cha ervas dover. We have a pasuk boyimachnecha kodesh. In these two psukim, covered tzoya does not fall into these isurim. But now there's a new isur, kol atzma yisai tamalna. That's the shayla of the Gemara. Is there a new isur of kol atzma yisai tamalna? Or there's only a din of kol anishama ta'alil kol? That is the shayla of the Gemara. But v'hoya machnecha kodesh, there's no problem whatsoever. The machne is kodesh, it's covered tzoya. Covered tzoya does not shter kedushas hamachne. That was the Rashba Stenner, so he had no problem. Could be the Tashbats learned the Lomdus like the Rosh. The Tashbats learned the whole accomplishment of Kisui is Ke'ilu, it's not in your Machne. It's not in your Machne. So the Rashbat says, I'll buy this if we're having like this. It's in my Daladamas, this Tzoye, and the Tzoye is covered, so I reckon Ke'ilu, it's not in my Machne. But if it's noyeya b'bsoray and it's covered, so you'll say that it's not in someplace else? That's even not mistava to say. If it's on a karke, so I'll say it's not in my machne. The covering is mesalikat for my machne. But if it's noyeya kula yisere, the loymashme debenoygas b'bsoray lishani lo kisi. It's not mistava that kisi should help. That is, therefore, the Tashbat does not want to learn the way the Rashba learned. There's another mahalach in the Gemara. This mahalach, the Rambam seemed to learn and to take off this problem of v'hoya machnecha kodesh. The Rambam says that it's not speaking about that is real tzoye. If this tzoye abusari, so forget about all these lomdas. There's a problem for yimachnecha kodesh. It's not real tzoye. No, it's a lichluch baume. It's not. It's a lichluch baume. It doesn't have it. It's very minute and thus. So Rabbeinu Yehuda brings down this Rambam, and he says he doesn't understand how you split the hair. Is this lichluch tzoye or not tzoye? If it's tzoye, so there's a problem with machnecha kodesh. If it's not tzoye, so what's your problem of kolatz moisei teimarna? I mean, it's good. It's gesund. It's not tzoye. How do you split the hand? Rabbeinu Yehuda does not understand the Rambam. It could be, we could be Masber, the Rambam. Later I saw the Melchamis says a little different, but before the Melchamis could be there are two halachas, more than two halachas, but there are two halachas in Hilchas Tefillah. There's one halacha in the Mokim, that the Mokim should be a Mokim Kodesh, Voyemachnecha Kodesh, that's a din in the Mokim. There's another halacha in the Guf HaMispalo. We had a halacha tzibayishful that what is the din if a person is nitzrach l'nekova, so he's not allowed to daven. If he davens tvilosei te'eva, there the chesaron is not machnecha kodesh. There is not the problem is not in the machne. The problem his goof in this matzav is not roil his palo. There's a chesaron in the goof of Adam. There's a halacha in the mokim where he's mispalo. There's a halacha in the goof of Adam. So it could be that's where the Rambam drew the line. We're speaking about a lichluch ba'alme, to passel the mokim, to shter the kedushas ha-mokim, a lichluch wouldn't shter the kedushas ha-mokim. So therefore, to din boya machnecha kodesh, there's no problem whatsoever. The problem is the guf ha'adam that is oisik behilulei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that alichlach is also a shtel. It's not ke'en ha'yanitzach l'nekava, which they also, the chesaron is in the guf ha'mahalo. The chesaron is not in the kedushas ha'machne. The Melchames says a little differently. The Melchames explains the shitas ha'rambam. He says, It's not, in Hilchas Tzoye, it's not Tzoye. But it's not, so the Ramban says, Vein Adam Oichelbo, a person with, he's speaking about, he didn't have the Gilsa that it's in the Beis HaKisei, became Metuna from a Beis HaKisei, the Yadoi. It's all one seal. So the Yadov is Me'usa Metunefes, Vein Adam Oichelbo. His hand in such a matzav, he wouldn't eat with such a dirty hand. So the pshat is, if you wouldn't eat with such a hand, you can't be mahalo the Rabbeinu Shalom also with such a hand. So it doesn't have a din tzoye, but since it's ma'usa mitunefes, that's the shaila, if it's mishtatif in the hillel of the Rabbeinu Shalom, so there's a problem. If it's not mishtatif in the hillel, kol ha'neshama talulka, so then there's no problem. That is how to explain the shaila of the Gemara. Let us go a little further. Itma. Reyach ra sheyesh loy ikir. There's a reyach ra that has an ikir. What does that mean? Shehatzoye munachas shom. Umasreches. We have tzoye that's giving off a bad odor. V'she'ein lo yikir, we can have later in the sugya reyach ra she'ein lo yikir, hafochas ruach, that a person was misatesh and a ruach came out. That's a reyach ra that is no yikir. So if the yikir is the soya that's giving out a reyach, that's yesh lo yikir, which is also minat teire. Reyach ra she'ein lo yikir is hafoch. Fine. Now itma, reyach ra she'yesh lo yikir. Rav Huna Omar, malchik dalet amos, the Kaire Krishna. So one goes Dalad Amis away from the Tzoye, and he lanes Krishna. So Rashi says, Amoyre de Kechidish over here, Machik Dalad Amis min ha'ike, va'af alpi shahareyach bo'elo. Even though the Reyach, he can still, that means Dalad Amis away from the Tzoye, he can still sense the Reyach, the whole problem is it shouldn't be connected, so Daladamas doesn't help. He doesn't see the Tzoye. So as long as the Tzoye is not in his machne, even though the odor of the Tzoye is in his machne, Rav Huna held there's no problem in that. Which is a meira dike chiddush. We have to have a beer what the svara of Rav Huna was. We'll see later we have a similar problem in other Rishonim. But according to Rashi, that was Rav Huna held. Rav Huna held as long as the Iker is not in his machne, it does not matter if the Reyach is coming into his machne. The Rambam did not learn this pshat in Rav Huna. The Rambam learned, according to Rav Huna, that one has to, the din richuk dalad ames has to be from the tzoye. But he has to make sure that he doesn't, that he's not, that kola ha-reyach, that he's not smelling the reyach. But there's no din richuk from the reyach. That means, if the reyach goes 5 ames, so he can stand 5 ames away from the tzoye, and there's no problem. Als the tzoye is not in his machne, it's 5 ames away. In the reyach, even though a inch closer, he could be malgish the reyach, but since where he's standing now, he's not malgish the reyach, so there's no problem. There's no tzoye, there's no reyach. That's how the Rambam loim shaf and Rav Huna, which is more understandable. Rav Chisda Omar, Machik Dalet Amois, Mimokim Sheposak HaReyach B'Koyre Krishma. Rav Chisda held, Amoyre Dikalomdes. Rav Chisda held that called the whole mokim that the reyach extends, that's considered the mokim atzoya. The tzoya stretches out, extends to where the reyach goes. So when the reyach stops, that's where the tzoya ends. So then one has to make a richuk
of Dalet Ames. That is the Svar of Rav Chisda. Marchik Dalet Ames mimokim sheposek hareyach b'teire krishm. Tanya kevosei de Rav Chisda. Lo yikre odom krishma. Now we're going to learn a whole bunch of halachos, and at the end we're going to come, we'll see the raya of Rav Chisda. Lo yikre odom krishma. Lo yikneged tzoyas odom. Tzoyas odom goes into the Isar of tzoy. V'loi k'neged tzoyas klovim. V'loi k'neged tzoyas chazeirim. V'loi k'neged tzoyas tarnegoylim. V'loi k'neged ashpo sharei choro. So these are, the first chelik of the b'raise is being magdir, what goes into the Isar of tzoyas, tzoyas odom, or certain types of animals, klovim, chazeirim, and tarnegoylim, and an ashpo sharei choro. Now here we have Amoyre de Kechidish. If the Tzoya is on a place that is 10 Tvachim high, there's a mound of earth that is 10 Tvachim, or a platform that is 10 Tvachim high, there's a child has to be 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. That means it is a different Rishus, and Hilchos Shabbos, this is considered a different Rishus, and Shabbos is of Yerev Rishus Arabim. You have a mound that's 10 tefachim high, so it becomes a rishus ayochid. It's a different rishus. It's cholok rishus and rishus arabim. Or in normal chasorot tefachim, or you have a ditch that is 10 tefachim deep, and there's tzoye in that area, yoyshei v'tzidoi v'koyrei krishma. So this was the mekoyer of the Rosh. The Rosh learned that here it says the whole Isser is if Tzoya is in your Machne. So if the Tzoya finds itself in a different Machne, Asorat Tvachim, Einomach Asorat Tvachim, so then there's no Isser Voya Machnecha Kodesh. And the Rosh held it does not make any difference if he sees it or if he doesn't see it. And the Pashtus Aloshin of the Gemara further would also seem like that. The Ve'im Lav, if it is not in a different Rishus, then there's a din of Marchik Molei Einov. Then he has to be Marchik Molei Einov. Then there's a din of Molei Einov. But if it is in his Rishus, even though he sees it, there's no Isser whatsoever. That is how the Rosh learned Pshat in the Gemara. The Rashba learned Pshat in this Gemara that these two halachas of Gavoya Asorat Tvachim or Nomach Asorat Tvachim is speaking about he does not see it, even though it is visible, but he does not see it. So then there's no Isser of the Oifen he is sitting, it is not visible to him. The Rashba says just like when it is in back of him, Balad Amis away, so even though it is visible, but since it is not visible to him in his situation, and it's out of his machne, it's sufficient. So the same thing here, it's speaking about Yoshev Betzidei means the way he's sitting, it's not visible to him. It's over him, it's underneath him. So there's no Issa v'la yira b'cho el vazdov. V'chein le tefillah. Just like by Krishma, by Tefillah, there's also the same halacha. Reyach ra sheyesh lo yikra. That was the machloikas before we had between Rav Hune and Rav Chisde. So here it says, Kloren de Baraise, Marchik Dalet Amos mimokeim horeyach. That he has to make sure there's a richuk of Dalet Amos from the Reyach. Klo like Rav Chisde, v'koyre Krishma. So we see Klo, to where the Reyach extends, that's considered the Mokeh Matzoyeh, and from there and further, one has to be Marchik Dalet Amos. Amarove, Les Hilchese Kihomas Nise. We don't paskin like this Bereise. Elo Kihodesanye, Lo Yikre Odom Krishme, Loi keneged tzoyes odom, v'loi keneged tzoyes chazeirim, v'loi keneged tzoyes klovim, bizman shenosan oirois l'soicha. So let us see what Rashi has to say. What did Rava say over here? What is the hemshech in the Gemara? Mimokim sheposek hareyach, that was at chizdesvor, shareyach kol oshom. loy keneget tzayis adam, vafo pisha im reyach. Lesilcha sekiho masnise de la'el, da osar tzayas klovim vechazeirim, b'she'ein bohem oireis.
Now, we hear here the b'raisa rishoyne, which first, it mentions the different types of tzoye, so it mentioned, didn't say any conditions. Tzoyas klovim, tzoyas chazeirim is also. It did not mention if the tzoye is together with skins or without skins. The tzoye alone is also. The second b'raisa says, like neged tzayis chazeir, like neged tzayis klobim, bizman shenosan oireis l'saycham. It seems that the odor that comes about when one has oireis in tzayis klobim, that's a terrible odor. Then there's an iser. Tzayis klobim alone, without being together with oireis, that alone has never been tzayis. That is what the second b'raisa holds. So let us see Rashi. Las hilchese ki homas nise, de la'el, de osar tzoyas klovim v'chazeirim, v'she'ein behem oiris, the previous b'raisa asar tzoyas klovim v'chazeirim without oiris. Now we pass them like this b'raisa, bizman she'yesh behem oiris, atzoyas klovim v'chazeirim, not on tzoyas odom, on tzoyas klovim v'chazeirim, she'dalkon l'sitom be'ibud ha'oiris, that these are used for ibud oiris. Aber Tzayis Adam, I feel below Eirish. Tzayis Adam is also full without Eirish. Shrein Balkan L'sitam Shom, the one doesn't mix together Tzayis Adam with Eirish. Hilkach Al-Kochach below Eirish Koma. So this is also even without any Eirish. So this is our Rashi, we'll see Rashi in Tzayis Loim Pshat in the Gemara. So what did the Gemara say? That means we brought a Baraisa which said many halachas. And this Baraisa also said, Allah that Tzayas Klom v'chazeirim is also. And that Rav said, Les Hilcha Sikom Asnisen. This Nekuda, we don't paskin like the Baraisa. But if we'll clear a Shaila, do we paskin like Rav Chizda, we paskin like Rav Hune, we zicha paskin like Rav Chizda, because in this Nekuda, if the Hachoke has to be from Mimokim Shekol HaReich, that we didn't find a Machloikis in these two Baraises. So that, Mistama, we paskin like the first Baraisa. That is a gather of Rav Rishonim. The Rambam learned that since we see that the first Baraisa is not Oiska Halten, another Nekudas Laloche, so it could be Bechlal, there's no Raya already how to paskin, so therefore we can paskin according to Rav Hune. Let us see Toise. Les Hilchese Kihom Asnissen, Elokihod Desanya. Peirish Rashi, res hilchese kihom asnise de la'el. The previous baraisa, da osro tzoyas klovm v'chazeirim. The previous baraisa, asa tzoyas klovm v'chazeirim, afilu b'she'ein, behem oireis, the tzoy alone is also. So that we don't paskin like the baraisa. Avol b'tzoyas odom loishayich, osa b'cholinyi. Period. Now, what's with tzoyas tanegoylim? So the first Baraisa said, V'loi keneged tzoyas tarnegoylim. That's what the first Baraisa said. The second Baraisa did not mention tzoyas tarnegoylim. Now what will be over there? So that's Tzoyas Nushail. Aval but tzoyas tarnegoylim, loi ayri rove. Rove is not speaking about tzoyas tarnegoylim. Ube'idach, Baraisa legoras tzayis tan the goylem klal. The next baraisa does not speak about tzayis tan the goylem. Loi polig boho amas nisa delel. But could be there's no machloikis in that. That means the whole machloikis between the second baraisa, the second baraisa is not speaking about all types of tzayis. The second baraisa is only saying that tzayis chazeirem klovim is only also if it's meubed with oyres. But if Tzayis Tan the Goylem is also, is not also, the second Baraisa Bechlal isn't speaking about that. There's no machloikis between the second Baraisa and the first Baraisa and this Nekuda. Ulefize, yesh leser Tzayis Tan the Goylem. So there's no machloikis, so that we should zicha paskin according to the first Baraisa, and ask the Tzayis Tan the Goylem. Period. V'oimer Rabbeinu Yehuda, that's true. We should ask the tzayis tan the goylem, but not matters. The davkek shehein belul shalahen. that's different than the chicken coop. Sheyesh sham silchen godol. There's a tremendous, terrible odor in the lulim. Then it is also. Avo betam the geila mahulchen bebayis ein chayshishim. The minik ha'ilam is that one is in chayshish. Because it seems a Tanda girl alone in a larger area, the Tzoyah does not have a Sirchan to give it a shame Tzoyah. Ubi Yerushalmi Yesh. Now the Yerushalmi speaks about Tzoyah's Tanda Goylim, and the Yerushalmi says, Ba'adoimim Bilvad Yesh Lochush. The whole Isser of Tzoyah by Tanda Goylim is by Adoimim. Now what does that mean? So Tosfos says, "V'lo yadinam laforish." I don't know clearly what the Yerushalmi means by Adoimim. We have here on the side one pshat. It means Tanugoilim that came from Eretz Edoim. So what's the ma'ila of these Tanugoilim? Sheb'Eretz Edoim hayu asa'orim mitzuyim. There was an abundance of barley in Edoim. V'yimechilim atanugoilim sa'orim. V'tzayosam masreches. That's one pshat in Adoim. Other Rishonim say Pshat Adoimim means a red Tana girl. That's what the Rashba says. And Chazal knew that the Tzoya of a red Tana girl is Masrachas. The Tzoya of other Tana girl is not Masrachas. The Rabbeinu Yonah says Adoimim means if the one looks at the color of the Tzoya. If the Tzoya is Adoim, so then the Tzoya is also. If the Tzoya is a different color, so then the Tzoya is Mutter. So we have here three ma'alchim, what the taich of Tanugoilim adumim. And that's all brought down l'aloche. V'oit kama, the Yerushalmi also mentioned something which we don't have over here. Ma'achilkim megillai behemah dalad amis, but not all behemahs. Rab Shmuel, Rab Yitzchak oimer, u'bilvad shel chamoyel. The whole iser achoke of tzoyah from a behemah is dafke the tzoyah of a chamoyel. And the Yerushalmi gives another tnayot, bomin aderech, it just came back from a journey. That tzoya is also. And the Rabbeinu Yain explains the tzoya of other animals, even though b'shatz yitziyosa min aguf, there is a reyach, but this reyach does not remain, and therefore it doesn't have a din tzoya. So therefore the Rabbeinu Yain says one can go on aderech, and there's not too much to be afraid of, since tzoya's behemis Lamaisa do not ask. Next Gemara. Bo minei marav sheishes, reyach ra she'ein loy iker, ma'u. What is the halacha of a reyach ra she'ein loy iker? And here Rashi says, Pshat Rashi said it before also, hafochas ruach. There's a reyach without soya. What is the halacha over there? Amalohu, osu chazu hani tzifi deveira, come to the yeshivas, and you'll see in the yeshivas they used to, others used to be sleeping on mats, and others used to be learning, vahanu goni, vahani galsi. You have at the same time in the yeshivas, you could have other talmidim which are sleeping, and others which are in the midst of learning. So let us see, so what is the raya? So let's see what Rashi says. Tzipi machzoloi shal beis hamedrash. These are the mats in the beis hamedrash. Vahani goni vahani garsi. Va'af al pi shederech hayishenim lafiach. So there is, in the beis medrash, there is a reyach ra she'ein loy ikar. Af al pi kein, it is mutter. So memela, so we see reyach ra she'ein loy ikar is mutter. But the Gemara says, it's not for all in yoni. Vahani mili bedivrei teire. This is davke b'divrei teire. Avol b'kriyashma loy. Krishma is also. What is the difference between krishma and divrei teire? So Rashi says, bani mili legirse mishum deloy efsha. Because if you're going to be machma, we can shut down the bottom midrashim. So memele is, since the whole thing is an Isser Darabonon, a reyach ra she'ein lo yiker zich an Isser Darabonon, so is eis lasis l'shem, they were matter, one is permitted to learn. Avol b'krishma, so then there's an eitze. What does Rashi say, avol krishma? Yeitze l'chutz v'yikro. You have a problem in krishma, and there's a reyach ra, so one should go out. So therefore, there's an issa between krishma and Torah. So Rabbi Yonason brings down a shaila, if two people are learning together, you don't have a tzibur, and one is magish the reyach ra from the other, if here, l'chayr could be only of the heter of Torah either. The Torah is, by a rabbim, there was no eitzah. But by two yechidim, could be, there is an eitzah. Other like, look, Torah, they were matter, a reyach ra shalach. The Gemara says, the divrei Torah namay lo yamorin, elo de chavrei. So it also seemed because by Chavrei would bring about a tremendous bitul Torah. Didei loy. What does Rashi say? Well, didei hefiach hu atzmai mamtin ad sheyichla horeach. Now we have here a very interesting Tosfos. Reach ra she'ein loy ikar. So the Gemara was speaking about hafochin. The Gemara brought down the halachas. Teiras mutter krish mezosa. Yesh meforshim the botay kisoy shalonu ba'imek. Our botay kisoyis. Im yesh ba'ahem different mechitze. But there is a beis hakisei. And there's a reyach coming out from the beis hakisei. But it's coming out, I'm in a different reshus. There's a mechitza mafsekes. Have kimoi reyach ra she'ein loy iker, kimoi botek yisoyis de parsoi lekamon. So Tosfos is clearing a very lomdish shayla. Now let's first appreciate the shayla of Tosfos. The shayla is, the Gemara says reyach ra she'ein loy iker means that there's a reyach which comes not through tzoya. It's a reyach ra she'ein loy iker. Here, Tosfos is speaking about a case, a reyach that is coming from Tzoya, but the Tzoya is not in my reshus. The Tzoya is in a different reshus. So the reyach, which is in my reshus, that's considered a reyach ra she'ein lo yikar. Right? So Tosfos says, so be mutter. Now, there's a tremendous problem to how to understand this Tosfos. The Marshal wants to say at an oath that Afilu will accept the chiddush of Tosfos that since the tzoy is in a different reshus, it's considered by me a reyach ra she'ein loy iker. But reyach ra she'ein loy iker isn't hefkeres; it's only mutter l'gabi divrei Torah. So that'll be the heter. But what about telein kriyishme or the tefil or other things? It won't help the situation, even though it's a reyach ra she'ein loy iker. So, the Marsha says, no, in Tosfos, it could seem like that. Tosfos only wants to attach the Star Gemara, so it could be Tosfos only speaking about Divrei Torah. But in Shulchan Aruch is speaking about Tefillin. The Lashon HaRosh also was speaking about Divrei Torah. We're speaking about Tefillin and Krishme. In Shulchan Aruch, two deis are brought down. There's the second day. We don't paskin like the second day. But it is brought down that if the reyach originates in a different reshus, I remember leider in the olden days in Beis Medrash Elyon, there was leider a cesspool that always used to break during the summer. And when the windows were open in the Beis Medrash, one was able to be margish very well the reyach of the cesspool. So I'll call upon him. So we have here this Tosfos that says it's mutter. I did retire al kaponim. We got be davening lechayre. It shouldn't be mutter, but in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down. It would seem that the matirim by if they consider this a reyach ra she'ein lo yikar, so it is also a filu by. It is mutter afilu by tefillah and krishma also. So that is very difficult to understand. Afilu it's called ein lo yikar. How could it be better than misatesh that krishma is also, this is only a heter for Talmud Torah. This is a very, the chashulchan mutshetzich, the prisha mutshetzich. I was thinking something, most probably this is not true. You have to figure out the how it works. There are three chushim. There's the chush hareyach, the chush hashmi, and the chush hariyah. The chush hariyah is that one sees something in a different reshus. So pshat is, I see it, I'm here, and the thing is in a different reshus, but I'm able to see something in a different reshus. Shmiya, without going into the lumdus of sound waves, l'cheira also one can behear that. I can hear something that is being said in a different reshus, but it's not considered that came into my reshus. It is in a different reshus. So by reyach, we assume by reyach, pshat is that the reyach came into my reshus. In order for the nose to detect the reyach has to come here. If the reyach comes here, so then it's very difficult to understand. So I have a reyach in this reshus. So how could this be worse than a reyach ha she'ein lo yikah, which is also bekrishme? Could perhaps be the chush reyach also works. If they're cooking a kugel in the next reshus and I smell the kugel, it's not muchach that the reyach came into here. A person is through the chush ha reyach, he could smell was tutzach dalton. If that is true, I don't know if the Matthias is like that, but if that is true, so it could be this is better than a reyach ha she'ein lo yikah of itush. There the reyach originated in this reshus. We have a reyach in this reshus. So then it is also the gabi krishme. Here pshat is, in this reshus there's no reyach. The reyach is in yene reshus. But I, in this reshus, I'm magish the reyach in yene reshus. If that is true, when I look into the Prisha, it could be the Prisha meant this. I don't know. But then it would make we'd be able to understand a little bit the lumdus of this halacha, if it applies also to Krishma and Trilla. Itma, Tzoya Iveres. If Tzoya was traveling through a Rishus, what does Tzoya Iveres mean? Let us see Rashi. Tzoya Iveres, Odom Shenoisim Lefonov Geref Shel Rei Lahaviroi. They are carrying out in his Rishus, it's in his Dalet Ames Tzoya, and it's traveling through his Rishus. What is the halacha? Abaya Omar Mutal Likreis Krishma. One is permitted to lay Krishma, even though the Tzoya is in his Dalet Ames. But since the Tzoya is not stationary in the Rishus, the Tzoya is in a matzav of moving, so it's mutter. Rava Omar Osa. Rava says it is Osa. Likres Krishma. Omar Abai. So we have a very lomdishim achloikis over here between Abai and Rava. Abbas Abai said as follows. Menoa minolo, disnan hatomei oimeit, tacha seilon. This is speaking about a Mitzoyre. A metzayre is standing underneath a tree. Vahatoher oiver, and a toher is passing by. So we learn, the pasuk says, michutz lamachne moishovoi, we learn that from this pasuk, moishovoi tomei. The place where a metzayre is stationed, that mokim is tomei. So if the tomei is stationed underneath a oihel, underneath a tree, and a toyer passes by, so a toyer entered the moishav of a metzayre, so the halacha is, he's tomei. But what if it's the other way around? Toher oimei, the toyer is standing, tachas ha'ilon. The tomei oiver, and the tomei is passing by, the tomei is going underneath the tree. Is this considered that the tomei is situated in this mokayim? Or since the tomei is not stable, the tomei is in a matzav of moving, so it's considered that there is no moisha for the tomei. The tomei gefinzach nishdo. The tomei is not situated in this moke. So we see the halacha is the tomei oiver toyer. If the tomei is oiver, he's not situated in the moke, so it is toyer. V'imomat, but what if he stands? Tomei. Then the toyer will become tomei. So we see by Tumis Metzoyre, in order for it to be considered a Moishav of Tume, the Tume has to be stationary. If the Tume is in a Matzav of movement, so it's not, it doesn't become a Tume Dike Moishav. V'chein be'evin ha-menugas. The same aloha applies with a stone from a base ha-menuge. If someone is carrying the stone, even though the stone never moves, the stone is resting, but it matters, and the Gemara learns out from here, Rochav Kemahalach,
If a person is walking with the stone, so it's considered the stone is not stationary. So underneath, so if a person is standing underneath an ilon, he is toil, because there's no moishav of tumim. If a person is standing with a stone, so then it is, then the other person becomes tummy. So what do we see from over here? We see that in order for it to be considered a moishav of tumim, the tumim has to be stationary in this mokim. So l'chayr abaye held, v'hoya machnecha kodesh, when does that take away the kedushas hamachne, if the tzoya is stationary there? So then you lost the kedushas hamachne. But if the tzoya is in a matziv of passing by, so you have your kedushas hamachne. The machne does not become nischalel through tzoya iveres. That was Abaye's lundus. The Rove Omar Loch, no, Hosom Bikviyusha Tal Yemils. By Tumas Mitzoyre, there we need, in order for it to become a Mokem Tome, you need a Moishav of a Mitzoyre. Cause man, the Mitzoyre is not in a Matzav of a Moishav, he's not Kavua, so there's no Tume. The Siv Bodov Yeitze Michu Yeshe Michu Tlamachna Moishava. So you need a Moishav of Tume. He says, here, even movable tzoya that is not stationary, is minagid and soysa the kedusha samachne. Here, one needs kedusha samachne, so any tzoya that is in the machne is soysa kedusha samachne. Doesn't have to become a machne shel tzoya. If there's tzoya in the machne, there's no kedusha anymore. Rashi. Mutalikreis mein zorch lahafsik. Atomei oimei tachas eilon, v'loi benoises a meiskoi. It's not speaking about a meis. The meis loishna oimed, v'loishna yoyshe, v'loishna hoylech, oyelu. It's underneath one oil. Gabi mitzayrek toni lo beteres koinim, de golibe rachmoni yichshive. There the tumis toli, if the mitzayre is a situated there. Dersi bodad yeishe mechut flamachna moishovei. Moishovei tomei. Mikan omru oimed nami ki yoyshev domi. The kviya, he's kavua there, so we have a moishav of tumah. Avo mahalach loy kviya. Heaven amenugas, if you have a stone from a base amenugas, areyu kimitzoyre, sheikisha akosuv, zois hatoyre ulchonega tzaraas, ulenesek, ulutzaraas habegit, velaboy, so they have the same halachas. The Gemara further, Omar Rapope, pi chazir kitzoya iveres domi. If a chazir passes by, in a rishus, so there's the same din of tzoya iveres. Which will Allah be passing my Travis will be also. So the Gemara says, Pshita, what are you telling me? It says, Loitzriche Av al Gav de Solik Minar. It's speaking about that the Chazir, before he passed by Arishus, he took a bath. He went into a river. So Memeles, or the Chiddush is, a Chazir, after a bath, is still a Beisakise Everes. The bath will not help it, won't help the situation. So Memeles, so that's the Chiddush of Rav Papa. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Sofik Tzoya Asura. If there's a Sofik, if there is Tzoya in the Rishus, so it's also, because Sofik Dieraise Lechumre. Sofik Meiraglayim, if there's a Sofik, if there's Meiraglayim in the Rishus, Mutorim. Because Meiraglayim is Adarabonon. Ike Damri, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Sofik Tzoya Bebayis Muteres. Bebayis, since it's not motzi, there should be tzoy in a bayis. So therefore I can assume that it's not tzoy, it's muteres. Ba'ashbe asura. Because by an ashbe it is motzi to be tzoy. Sofik meiraglayim, afilu ba'ashbe nami mutorin. If I cleaned out the ashbe, I know there's no tzoy, and there's a sofik, is there meiraglayim, it's mutorin. Why? Because meiraglayim is adarabon. So v'loki hodaravam nune. The iser diyoyraise of meiraglayim is elo kineged omud bulvad, is only also bishas the kiluach hashesen. But later, after the shesen rests on the ground, there's no iser min atoyre. Where do we see this? Uch de Rabbi Yonason. We see this from Rabbi Yonason. The Rabbi Yonason Romi. Ksiv, Rabbi Yonason asked a kash. It says one posik, v'yod tiyelecho michutz lamachne. You should have a mokim outside of the machne. The yotzoso shomo chutz. And this should be a place where you should be yotze. You should not be yotze in the machne. You should be yotze chutz la machne. So the Teire only said that you're not allowed to be yotze litzrochov in the machne. You should be yotze chutz la machne. But not more than that. There's another passage that says the yose tielucho ala zeinecho. That you should have one of your kalim should be also, you should have a shovel. That means it is not sufficient you should be yoytzi l'chutz. You have to take care of tzeyosecha and you have to cover it. Okay, so what? So the tzilcheira stira the two psukim. So the gemara answers kam begdoilim kam bektan. By gdoilim there's a din of kisi. V'kisi siso tzeyosecha. And by ktanim, al-maktanim lo'osro teire elo kineged omud bulvat. The teire only asks that one should be mashtin in the machne because b'shas maise is a din of tzoya. Hanofo la'are shorim. But the minute it falls on the ground, so there's no iser d'araisa of kedushas ha-machne, the rabbonon of the gozribu, the rabbonon were gozer by meiraglayim that nofel aloret. He gozribu rabbonon bivadon. The gzeir is only by, if there's vadai meiraglayim, avol besveikon loy gozer. But if there's a sofik of this meiraglayim, since it's a sofik to rabbonon, it seems that there's a bigger lomdis. Sofik meiraglayim is not also in ganzen. Ubevadon ad kamo. Till when is it considered? How much meiraglayim does one need in the mokim in order to aser the mokim? Midarabono, Amav Yudah Mashmul calls man shem matfichin. If there's still a feichtkeit to the meiraglayim, it is also. V'chein Amar Rabba Baba Chonam Rabbi Yochanan calls man shem matfichin. Then it is also. V'chein Amar Ule calls man shem matfichin. But as long as it's not matfiach, it is muta. Kineva mishmei de rav oma kolzman sherishum monika. That means kolzman, it is still, even though it is not matfiach, but the roishem of the meiraglayim is still discernible, it is also. Oma rav Yosef shorile more le gneve. The Bnei Shalom should be meichel yu gneve. Gneve was a Talmud of Rav. That to say such a chumre, hash the tzoye. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, kivin shekol muponeho mutel. Rav Yehuda Omar Rav said that by tzoya, as long as there started becoming a small skin over the tzoya, it started, it's not fresh anymore. There's a krum on it. It's mutel, so it loses the shame tzoya, and tzoya is adereise. Meiraglayim mi boy, meiraglayim is zicher, one shouldn't need such a gewaldike chumre of ein rishum amnika. Amalei abaye maichoses the somches aho, who tells you to be soimach, and this member of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, smoich aho, there's a different member, b'shem Rav, that says that soya is not muter if kolmu ponel. The Amar Rav baravuna Amar Rav, soya afilu kecheres asura. Soya afilu, it's hard like a cheres. It's also also. Ve'hechi domi tzoye kecheres, that is also. Omer Rabbe Baba Chonam Rabbi Yochanan, kol zman shezirko, one can throw it up and it'll fall down. Ve'eino nifreches, and it will not breckle into small shtikler. So then it is still considered, it still has some feichkeit, some moisture in itself, and that is still considered tzoye. Ve'ike da'amri kol zman she'goylolo ve'eina nefreches. A person will roll the tzoya. So if it holds itself together and it doesn't crumble, that still is a shame tzoya. So al kaponim we see there's another member of Rav, Rabbi Baravuna Barav said, that in order to lose the shame tzoya, it has to be a much later stage. So memelis it could be meiraglayim. Also gneiv is right. That in order to lose the shame meiraglayim, you need ein rishumonika. Omer Ravin, ave koimna kami Rabbi Yehuda midifti. I was standing in front of Rabbi Yehuda midifti. Chazed tzoya, he saw tzoya. Omer li,
Chaim. He told me, look, ikom upanel iloi. So it seemed Rabbi Yehuda midifti held the shiris krimas ponim. Ike damri ochi amalai. Ayin I have mafloi afluy. What does Rashi say? What is the shir of mafloi afluy? So Rashi says, but let's see the Rashi's. At kama yishol gabikarke v'yei oser, shor le mori imkola rebeini dobavi shekeid mishmei berab, ayivesh nefreches yoyso min alacha. Ike dami chumri, avo pishim zirko nefreches, oyovei nefreches migilgul lachi, that you need, it should be dried up, that even gilgul should make it, should crumble. Kormu loshin krum, kloy megelad miyat, a small skin over it. Ima floy afluyi, yesh bo stokim, stokim yiveshi v'shori, and if not, it is also. My havi Allah. Now the Gemara says, but what's the maskona? We hear there a whole tumul with meraglayim. Itma. Soye kecheres. Ameimer omar asure. Mazutra omar muteres. Omar ove. Hilchese. Soye kecheres asura. And that's also till umeraglayim. Kolz man shematfichen. Then it's also. So we're meiko by meraglayim. Kolz man shematfichen. Meisvei, meraglayim, kozman, shematvichen asurim. If it's matvichen, it's also. Nivlu, oyov, shumutorim. If it's nivla, or it's dried up, then it's muta. My love, dumye, nivlu, dumye, di yovshu. Nivlu is muta, if it's similar to yovshu. My yovshu, yovshu means it's on a stone. It wasn't nivla on anything. The ein rishumoniko. Av niblu da ein rishumonike, ho rishumonike, osar avogav da ein mitvichin. So we see from the safe of the Bereisim that the heter, when is it muta only ein rishumonike? Lataimeich, so he says, if you're making a diik from the safe, ein mareshe, the mareshe says, fakel, calls man shematvichin u diyosa, ho rishumonike, shori. So it seems that the yukim of the Reishin Sefer Astiridik are more like a mishma mino. Leimo ketanoi. Kli shenishpachu mimenu meiraglayim. There was meiraglayim in a keilin who was spilled out. Also likris krishma kenegdoi. Meiraglayim atzman shenishpachu nivlu muter loy nivlu osa. If it's Rabbi Yossi yoyme kozman shematvichet. My nivlu, my nivlu, the koma tanakama. We have a machloikis, the tanakama rabbi yosi. Ilay me nivlu, the ein matvichim. That is the translation of nivlu. Loi nivlu, the matvichim. Va'ose, rabbi yosi le meima. Kozman she matvichim u da'os. Hori shuma nike shori. So it comes out, both of them are saying the same thing. That matvichim is also, unless the matvichim is mutter. Hainu tanakame. Elo nivlu de ein rishumonike. Loi nivlu de rishumonike. So the tanakame asas. Ba'osa rabbi yaisila meime kozman shematvich modiyosa o rishumonike shori. So comes out the tanakame holds that the rishumonike is also. So the Gemara says loi. The kulaume kozman shematvich modiyosa. O rishumonike is shori. Hoche beteifeach amanas latviach ike benai. The machloikis is, if teifeach alone, or teifeach amanas latviach. Rashi mahabi Allah de meraglayim, nivlu baoritz yavshol gabi yavonim bechama, teifeach amanas latviach ike benai, tanekame boi amanas latviach, rabiyoisi machmer.